You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godspropheticoutreachministry.com.
Hallelujah! Oh, Jesus, I want you to stop approval of what you said in this hour. You said repent. You said ask me to forgive you. Well, some ain't going to do it because they think they all are there. But he giving time. And when he said no more time, I don't care what you say and what you kind of do and what you take. If you don't take Jesus, you're going to get up out of here. I give him praise today. Still at ease, going on Brother Adam. Said, there's a spirit been messing with me. And he went around. They say the serpent went to Eve. The less stronger one. I beg to differ. She convinced old Adam to eat some of the fruit too. So for y'all men, think you got it like that in the house. She didn't have to do much to drag him. I didn't read in the book where she drug him. She said, we eat of this. It convinced me, and I'm going to get to you. That connection to get to them. Oh, I ain't going to take away from y'all title, man. I hope it gets you to heaven. Mm-hmm. So, my girl said, we, nobody wants to sin by themselves. There's some things you can sin besides yourself. You can sin without being sexy with somebody. Everybody think that's the only sin that you got to pay for. I ain't hearing nobody. But there are many things that you can orchestrate by yourself. And after you orchestrate it, you go out and politically trying to find people that will come with you. When you talk about somebody, you want people to hear what you know about that person. You want them to know that you think they ain't no good, and you want them to be convinced they ain't no good either. It's a lot of people been friends with folks up in here that ain't friends no more. Because somebody said something about them. It's everywhere you go. And you cut it off because they didn't want you to be friends with the person. I saw somebody did something ugly to me. I said something to somebody. And I saw a spirit come up in there and turn it around. But I didn't take it personal. Because one thing I do know, God sees everything. And I'm glad people don't think I'm smart enough to see. I want to see what he let me see. The rest ain't important. Because sometimes you see something, you want to see it mess you up. Amen. Even the more, can I get a witness here now? And so, what the enemy has done for the body in this hour, just like the serpent did to Eve, all this temptation. You feel that you are not where another one probably look like they are. People catching hell to pay all these cell phone bills. They got to pay for the else and the wife. They got to pay for the churn. Then sometimes you got to pay for the grandchurn. That's a house note right there. Every phone bill I found out is over $50. Unless you got one of them food stamp ones. And they give you limited time. You know when you get to talking, you need more time. Shoot, you want to put that thing down, give it to the baby. Before you can't text on that when they do have requirements. No, you can't play games on it. You can text, I think. I didn't have one. But the enemy got us janked up, even in this hour. I'm not smart enough to know this, so when you go home, talk about the storm. Don't talk about crazy Pastor Grant. It'll do you more good to talk about the storm. But the enemy got us messed up right here on Sunday morning. because he wants us not to see that God is requiring us to become better in him. We done put all these gods, all of these entities before God, and we still say he's God. Oh, you hear me? Sometimes we say what we don't believe, because we believe in the things that we can touch, we can see, and we believe we know. I have teed off many people about this phone. I was talking about sin. I teed people off with that. I said, God, I got to say what you tell me to say. Pissed off people about the children. They still mad, some of them. But the truth, you can get mad if you want it. It's just the truth. It's anyhow. Amen. Do you think God is pleased with us making this little technology our God? We carry it everywhere we go. Can I get somebody in the house? If you forget it, you're going to try to go back and get it if you got the time. So it has come to be our God. You can talk anywhere you want to talk, long as you want to talk, long as you don't pay the bill. Our house phone and the cell phone jumping off the hook this morning. Some want to be nosy. Well, Apostle Granny, he's too heavy to be everywhere. Just being nosy with that technology. I'm talking about my house. And I looked at it when I came down to fix Apostle breakfast. Don't care what's going on. If you got any juice or electrician, that phone going to ring. Or you going to check in and see if it's working. Are you in the house? If I did a survey, how many people up in here don't have a cell phone? Sister Chris told me one time she didn't have one, but I see her working one now. That's right, Sister Chris? Didn't you tell me you have one? Oh, yeah, okay. I want to make sure. So it's an epidemic. It's an epidemic. And we don't want to be aware of the epidemic. We need Jesus now, and some people still ain't identifying. This phone ain't going to do it. Because I'm still looking at who calling me and who I can call and who's texting me and all of that. You can be talking to some people and they text, well, they forget what you're talking about. Forget you, I got to get this text. It ain't no different as it was in Adam and Eve day as it is in today. Because we have got a glamorized position or possession to entreat us, saying this new age and new technology. I understand that. But I read in this book that he changed not. Why would we eliminate him for the world system? But we have done that because we got people to encourage us. And we're looking how entreating the cell phone. We're looking how the tablet and how the all of this mess is that you got to pay for. They ain't giving it away. That done got us going haywire crazy. We ain't got no time to hear God. We ain't got no time to pray directly to him. We ain't got no time to read his word. Because all our time is used up in new technology. Somebody going to try to take a picture of the wind and send it to whoever they. I thought I had it, but we working on it. We're in great chaos state. And we think that Satan loves us so that he won't boost us on. What I read in this book, Satan knew that Eve and Adam eat of this tree, it was going to mess them up. Satan knew it. Satan knew that if he keep on messing with you and messing with you, he determined he's going to win. How many of us determined? When the sister pastor was praising God, I saw the move of God. And anybody can talk what they want and what they don't know. You got to keep on pressing your way. When I identify this, when I identify that, people bring some hard words to you. Not because you're in a front line position. They won't find some hard ones to kick your butt with it. But you're going to let them kick it? And you get up and let God heal it. Because he is the healer. He is the deliverance. I put myself out there. I did a job at work where you need to know technology. And if I didn't know it, I wouldn't have a paycheck coming every month. I don't need it now. So I can tell somebody you need Jesus more than you need technology. And texting ain't nothing but you spell correctly and lie the rest of the part. I don't text nobody. The enemy will come in and put a lie on you. One of my grandchildren had my phone. I guess somebody filmed me about the way they text them. You text me? No, I didn't. It had all kind of jibble up words up in there. But I did not text nobody. Because I don't choose to text. That phone ain't my best friend. And I ain't saying it to nobody to try to make a point. All God has done for me, and maybe he had not done enough for some people. I was down what you call death row. Death row can mean that there's assignment for you. But I found out that Jesus is greater than death row. And I've been coming to him ever since that day. Some things don't make you feel good, but you got to keep coming to him. All that you have taken out of me, I don't want it to come back and destroy me. I want you to teach me how to love my enemies. I want you to teach me and believe me that you are the Christ. The only one who heals, saves, and delivers and sets free. I want you to allow me to have a fear of your power and your authority. If you tell me something, I try my best to do it when all hell beat me down. My God, I give you praise up in here. I keep on reminding myself, wasn't nobody there, but you came in the room. And you declare that I am, has come in to tell you that if you believe me, I will bring you out. I know the sentence said you should die, and I want to help somebody in the audience. I wasn't 60 plus years old. I was in my early 30s, but God ain't playing with nobody. My God, there's a sickness will come up over in you and for you. And if you believe God is a healer and that he will rescue you, I'm talking from experience right by now. You can cut me off because when you cut God off, you'll be the next in line. But I give him praise. Some of the same things have come back again and again. But what I do, I go to him and say, here am I, Lord. I've tried to line up with what you require of me. You gave me a way where I can act silly in obeying you. But I want to tell you thank you. Because the symptom is not what I need to look at. I need to look at you and get my focus on you. Not my husband and not my children. Not my grandchildren, but my focus on you. What will I do without you? Anybody examining themselves this morning? What will I do without you? I would be no more, and I can't do nothing. But oh, thank you. You told me that you allow me to live and declare you a healer. I've been trying to run and tell somebody ever since you spoke unto me. Thank you this morning. I've been down some rough roads and had some heart tears. But everyone you came in to see about me, you said, stand right here and know that I am God. I came to rescue you. My God, did I do that? And I say, yes, Lord. Yes, yes. Thanking you. Anybody want to thank him? Because when you get sincere, when you get a fear of him, something gonna come. I said something gonna come, and it is determined that it gonna shift you. I bless his name this morning. I give him glory. Hallelujah. Don't think I pass up in myself, because I told the Lord a few months ago. I said, I've done all that I know how to do. I stood and believed you. I said, Lord, hell my game. I know you know all about it. I ain't talking about just yesterday, but I'm talking about years, and I'm talking about years. You know all about it. I bless your name. You have not shut me down that I can't get a praise. You ain't shut me down where I can't believe. I want to tell you thank you. Anybody want to thank him? When you know that you know he is greater. My God, I give you praise. We all got some temptation. And when you know that God has set you aside, he has brought his training, transitioning to train you on the inside. I ain't hear nobody, but you get around ain't and all of them, and the enemy say, I'm going to get you. But if you are sincere and you really mean it, he won't allow them to take you out. My God, I praise him because he's so good to me. I had to eliminate my children. I had to eliminate my family. I had to eliminate everything that would say you do it my way. I said, God, you show me that you are greater. You show me that you can. I got to hold it for my own self. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Folks, send your notes and say you ain't this. It's all right, whatever you say. But I know that I know he'll come and see about you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he just don't come. He come in the volume of his books. He bring something folks can see, something they can hate on you about, something they can talk about, but all that is in his power. Isn't it amazing? We are guilty of messing up so many people. You want to put it on Eve, you can, but throw Adam in too, because she didn't open his mouth. He opened it for celebrities. He opened it because he wanted to see whether it's true. Folks will test you, tempt you, and when you get tested, you don't pass it. Because we ain't afraid. We ain't afraid to trust Satan, but we're afraid to trust God. Because he said you can sin. You can get your 2 or 3 baby by anybody, and God going to keep on letting you get 6 more. He'll let you get how many you want. Then you're going to have to turn them over to the system. I ain't hear nobody. He'll let you do what you want to do, because it feels good to you to do. Some people have got messed up. I talked to a woman this morning because of disobedience. The enemy clicked your mind. But religious and tradition think you, I got you acting like your mind ain't messed up. You want to be a superstar and glamorous in the eyesight of folks. Well, go on to hell with a mind problem. You want to convince people, but our disobedience will mess us up. God tell you to do something, you do what you want to do, don't play with him. I'm in the house today. Don't play with him because you did it, because you want to. That's a big price for you doing it. Because we ain't afraid not to do it. The most sin is consent sin. Consent. That's what Eve did. She would consent to temptation. She could have told Satan of the serpent, God told me not to eat of this tree, this particular tree. All the other trees you can eat much of it you want. But don't mess with this, because it's going to kill you. God can tell us not to mess with something. We'll do it just to get recognition of so folks. God can tell you not to do specific things, and we do it anyway. Anybody in the house? My. But God wants us on the winning end. There are things that we have to endeavor the rest of our life. But what you going to do? You're going to do you, and you're going to end up having to do the same thing more required. Because this person I was talking to this morning, I said, don't impress me by your gift, your title, and your position. Disobedience is a serious matter. I didn't take this job because I wanted folks to talk about me. I took this job because I'm afraid of the one who gave me a chance to live and not die. I know if I put myself on the website, there's some nasty stuff will come up. But King Jesus. Ah, my God. I just want to be pleasing in His sight. Hallelujah. Just for the record, I know how to be political correctly, but it don't get me nothing. It didn't give me nothing but a death notice when I was operating on it. Hanging around with the supposed to be arrival people. Speaking like I done made it. Living like I made it. But you can't live unless you live in Him. You can't survive unless you know He's your survivor kit. I bless Him today. If anybody know anything about me, I ain't just start praising in the day. I've been praising until it come to the day. That's my theory. Why don't you give Him enough of you so He can come and meet you at any given situation. I bless Him and I give Him praise. He is a mighty King. It's okay if you, I ain't said nothing to enlighten you today. But He enlightened me with a bonus. That I am the bread of life. And any other bread you eat, it won't give you life. My God, my mind, you'll see. I come to tell Him thank you today. My God, see what He will bring messages in where you can't do nothing but hear if you don't receive it. It wasn't by accident. Apostle wasn't doing well Wednesday. It wasn't by accident that I went to the radio station in his place. So any of y'all want to get down on accident, you got wrong information. He had put a word in my belly to release to the radio listen audio. And I ain't saying nothing about me because it ain't got nothing to do with me. Hallelujah. I just said this morning what He told me to say. He said, I want you to go to the book of Genesis, the 3rd chapter. And I want you to go to 1-5. Oh, I ain't hear nobody. You must walk in obedience, Brother Calvin, because that would move the hand of God from yesterday. I give Him praise. I stand with a boldness, because whatever you think I'm not, it matters not. Ah, my God, my Savior, my protector. Hallelujah, my. One of my sons came over yesterday. He said, Mama, I want to move all this stuff. I said, you can if you want to. But it don't matter to me like that. I said, I'm not concerned about these material things. Hallelujah. I bless His name. I got some flowers with names on them. One named Daddy Home. It's a great big one because he was a great empire in my heart. I looked at Daddy Hall, Sister Michelle. I said, if it's your time to be uprooted, it was nice knowing you. I bless His name this morning. Hallelujah. My son went up on the patio, up on the top of the house. I say, you can leave that stuff up there because it ain't mattering like that. He won't allow you to be tested before it comes to reality. I say, you are mighty good to me. You know how people finding up the deeds and the jury and all that? It just can't matter like that. Hallelujah. Because we're more concerned about things than we are our soul. Is my soul in need? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. And I keep telling it, my soul, I wanted to be anchored in you. Hallelujah. My soul, got the thirst after you. And every time I try to get, I come down. You take me up to another place in you. And I'm just loving what you're doing just for me. Because you're making the devil out a liar because you say it. Hallelujah. I'll turn your bad around. And I'll allow the bad to work up and move you to a place that'll be for your good. Can you trust me? Will you let me do it? You're a hard-working young woman, and you got a genuine heart. Stand up here. But the enemy got a assignment, a contract on you. But you got to know God is greater. He's greater. I'm looking at your heart. I'm going to put my hand right here, and I'm going to look at my hand. Oh, my. I see roots. My God, I see. But oh, God, oh, Savior, pull it all up out, pull it out. My God, I don't want this rain to tear this lace on the dress. You might get mad. But, he is a healer, Master. He is a deliverer. He want to reach way down, way down. Pull out the impurities of hurt, rejection, and usury, and disappointment. All your life, the enemy been wanting you at his disposal, but all that you've been through, he ain't got you yet. It's still left up to him. On this go round, I'm going to leave it with that this go round. You know where I'm at this go round. He's the same God. Has need of you. He's the same God. Want to renew you. Are you hearing me what I'm saying? See, I want to tell somebody I ain't been close to good because I'm a nasty little black girl. I get your back, honey. I get your back. But God said, you don't need to get nobody back. I want to get you and work on that heart. You are a low-key person. Low-key. Low-key. It look like you don't know. See, your sister, she thinks she just know everything. She come with you just low-key, even with her. Am I talking to you? You said, there she go with all her knowing everything. Maybe I ain't talking to you. I'll tell her for you. Know everything. Shoot. I'm going to give you my word. My grandbaby told me, shoot. Oh, you hear me? I got a sister that stirred me the same way. Don't worry about it. I see you just blossoming. This going to help you too. Ooh, is that all right? Just slip them. Yeah, I'm talking to you. I know you can. I done told her for you, so maybe she'll lighten up. Just think she know more Marsh than they ever know. No more about me.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is GodsPropheticOutreachMinistry.com.